Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. It's the Pigskin Playoff Preview. We bring in an Aledo High School grad by the name of Jeremy Adolfson that is the head coach of Monmouth Roseville, and they actually started their playoffs last night. People are like, wait a minute, they start next week. But the Titans of Monmouth Roseville were 4-4, and they get a win last night. But I tell you, that game started interesting. Onside kick, Sherrard recovers, they score a touchdown, it's 6-0, and I'm probably thinking you're on the sideline going, uh-oh, what's going to happen with this game? But you recovered last night, and I thought really took care of business in the second half to punch your ticket, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah. It was a rough go of it. We told the kids throughout the week that we kind of figured that Sherrard would be a lot like Orion the week before, where they had been eliminated from playoff contention, really had nothing to lose, and their main goal was probably to make us feel the way that they'd felt, you know, in the previous weeks there where they were eliminated. So, I obviously we looked surprised by the onside kick, but we had prepped, you know, all week for, you know, to be ready for crazy things out of special teams or, you know, halfback pass. I think they tried one of those later on, and there were several things that we tried to, prepare for, but obviously in the heat of the moment, it's still a little different. And like I said, I give credit to Sherrard. They do that and they go down and score right away. And yeah, definitely not the start we were looking for, but we were able to establish the line of scrimmage, which we felt we'd be able to do. And then we were able to do enough defensively, finally got a lot of pressure on the quarterback there late in the game to put it away. But, you know, it was one of those games where you were never comfortable. Even when it was a 16-point lead, you still felt like Sherrard was capable of getting two scores and getting 2 2-point conversions. So, we're pretty tested as far as having to fight our way to hang on to games the last couple of weeks against some good teams that throw it all over the place. And we're going to play one in the first round of the playoffs that throws it all over the place. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So you've been able to gain some intel on your opponent is North Boonsaw. The 3A bracket works. It's just like the 1A, 2A where it's a North South split. You're officially a 10 seed, North Boone, a 7 seed out of the Big Northern. So they're a spread team. So what else do you know about them?
Yeah, you know, they're the shotgun 4-wide. They'll do some empty stuff. Quarterback's a bit of a runner and obviously a good thrower. They were in the playoffs a couple of years back. They actually played Princeton in the first round back in 2021 with the coach who's theirs first year. Peaked at some stuff on them the last couple of weeks because we knew they were kind of in that list of, you know, maybe 5 or 6 teams that we could see. And then, of course, today we got nothing else to do while you're waiting for the official word was, you know, get on NFHS and get on YouTube and try to find whatever you can find on those teams. And, they definitely got some good athleticism. They're a big team. You know, last couple of weeks we've seen at least – quarterbacks have dropped back to pass 120 times against us in the last 2 weeks. And this team is, they will throw it the way that Sherrard and Orion throws it, but they're much, much bigger up front. They have a really big offensive line. So that'll be quite a difference. But, and then defensively, they've been pretty stout for the most part, other than, you know, Byron got on them pretty good, but Byron's got on everybody pretty good this year. So,
yeah. And you've been able the last couple of weeks, you know, you played our WRMJ coverage teams of Orion and Sherrard, and you're really just smashed the ball at him between the tackles, really, and racked up, I think, upwards of 750 yards in 2 games on the ground. So, it's fair to say, smash mouth. We're gonna line up and try and run it at you.
Yeah, I think that's definitely been our identity through the year. We really felt coming into the season that our offensive line play was going to be a strength for us. We do have some newer guys up there, but really just felt like we have some big, strong kids, and we have a lot of them, so we're able to play some kids on one side of the ball offensively, then different kids on the defensive side of the ball. We've got a really good fullback in Tyler Finnecombe that just makes us go, plays as hard as anybody in the conference at linebacker and fullback. And then with our quarterback, Andy Myers, on the option game and the keep game. And then we got Peyton Thompson, a tailback who's, you know, he is our big play threat. He's probably not, you know, as fast as some of the kids we've had in the past, but has really good instincts and a good feel for when he needs to make a cut or bounce it outside. And, that's going to have to be our thing. You know, when you play a team, especially that can throw it the way that they do, I still feel like the best thing you do is you got to try to slam it right at them, and try to eat up clock at the same time. That was something we were able to do, especially in the second half last night, was start working that 40-second clock, you know, even in the third quarter, just to shorten the game up and put a little more pressure on each one of those drop back passes that the opponent would have.
So your enrollment at Monmouth Roseville is what now?
We're 515, I believe, officially.
So has right it been, it's been pretty stable?
Yeah, I think since I've been here, we've been anywhere from just over 500 I think the highest point we ever hit might have been like 537 or
so. So I was my question. So you're never going to be 2A. I mean,
that's
never in the foreseeable future. You're always going to be a 3A team.
Yeah, we've in all the years we've been in the playoffs, we've been on the upper edge of the 3A cut. You know, usually in the top, you know, 5 to 6 enrollments, probably in the 3A cut. There was actually 1 year where we lost week 9, but during the day I had it figured out, or at least I thought I had it figured out, that if we would have made it, we potentially could have been a 4A team that year. And I think that was back when we were 530 something. It was just kind of a weird year where the cutoffs were dropping. And but yeah, I think we're pretty solid in where we are. And the nice thing, now that we're in the playoffs for the third time in a row, you're kind of getting used to seeing some of those teams. And for our kids, I think, you know, they're going to be real excited about this matchup. You know, 2 years ago, we made the playoffs and we draw IC Catholic, which is kind of a bummer. And then, you know, last year had a great experience at Stillman Valley, getting up there and actually led them for the most part in the first half, and played a really good team up there from the Big Northern. And so obviously saw some film of those teams there. So yeah, I think the kids are really excited about, you know, just getting to play another week and get a chance to be together at practice. And our support's been great with our community and our parents and our fans that show up, and just really excited that, you know, we can get everybody on the road and head up there east of Rockford and try to earn another week.
All right. So I was going to ask you, so Coach Breeden is on our panel tonight.
Yep.
And so Coach Lohr from Fulton was on the program earlier, and I said, hey, give me a good Coach Breeden story. Well, he told this story about when Coach Breeden was coaching junior high football, to get kids pumped up, he put in like this old like VHS. Well, it wouldn't have been old. I mean, back in the 90s or late 80s, like a VHS tape. He said it was called, I think, Crunch Course. It was like one of those NFL films productions. He said that just pumped the kids up and went crazy and ran onto the field. Do you have any, you know, like Coach Breeden story that you could share with our listening audience, I guess, tonight?
There's numerous. I mean, there's all kinds of things I remember about him coaching. And I just remember thinking that if you weren't the one that it was directed at, he was the funniest guy when he was getting on kids during practice. I think the way he delivered it was hilarious to everybody. You didn't want to laugh, but it was hilarious to everybody else but the kid. But probably the thing I remember the most is, I don't know if I've ever been hit as hard in my life. I played 4 years of college football, and I still think Coach Breeden hit me harder when he would demonstrate linebacker machine gun drill than anybody ever hit me in a football game in 10 years of playing football. And so I always wonder, like, the first time he hit me, I think I had snot bubbles about fell over, and he was just trying to demonstrate. I don't think he was trying to prove a point. It was just quick, violent hands, I do remember that distinctly.
All right. Well, good luck to the Titans this coming weekend. Taking on North Boone out of the Big Northern Conference. Again, the Titans winning last night to improve to 5-4, knocking off the Sherrard Tigers. Coach, good luck next weekend.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much.
Jeremy Adolphson, an Aledo High School grad, head coach of the Titans of Monmouth-Roseville. More coming up on WRMJ.